Week five, and we're back once again. Another week. One-on-one coverage with Nate. What's up, baby? I'm joined by Mr. Bill.
I appreciate it, but is that what we do?
The handshake? Oh, okay. I didn't know if we wanted to let everybody know that. I thought that was just on the field.
Yeah, okay. Hey, what are we on?
Okay, all right.
Okay.
I like that. Now, I want everybody to know how to say your name, because I got to be honest with you. I'll tell people honestly. I didn't know how to say your name for, like, the first year of me knowing you. And I played it off. I would just listen to other people or say your last name. Now I know. Can you break it down for the fans so when they're watching the game, they know exactly how to say your name?
Okay, yeah. Just get this straight. It wasn't the first year. It was like the first 5-6 months, but he ended up getting it. But it's pronounced Joik, not Jaquay, not Jock, and not Jaquiki. I don't know.
Jaquiki?
Yeah, I heard that before. Like, I heard a lot of things from my name. But Joik, J-O-I-Q-U-E.
All right. Well, all right. I appreciate that.
No problem. No problem.
Now let's talk about football. Local product. Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, grown man playing for the Detroit Lions. When did that surreal feeling leave, or do you still feel that way?
I still feel that way, somewhat, but somewhat kind of getting a feel for it now. Going out here, you know, seeing you guys every day, practicing with you guys every day, seeing our grind, and it's becoming more like I'm a part of it now. And you know, I've been given a chance to go out there and be a part of it, and it's starting to sink in a little bit.
You have been given a golden opportunity to get in and make plays in the game, and you have done that. Where does that come from?
Well, let's take it back to high school with my head coach, Coach Featherstone, who told me, hey, never quit. If you quit one time, the next time you quit, it'll become easier and easier to do. So one thing I never prided myself on was quitting. Then when I got to college, I went and stayed with Coach Winters, my head coach there. He basically taught us P's and O's, preparing an opportunity. The only thing you can do is prepare. When the opportunity presents itself, take advantage of it. And pretty much I lived by that my whole four and a half years there at Wayne State. And then when I got to Lee, I just kept that motto. And it's starting to pay off.
What I love about the way you run is, once you get the ball, you're not looking at the defenders. I think we're similar in that way. Your head is always upfield, almost as if the defenders are obstacles. Is it because you're not worried about them, or you're just trying to get to the end zone?
You know, that's funny you say that, because I did notice that about you, too. I don't know if you saw my running style first, if I saw yours.
You probably copied me, modeled after me. I mean, a little bit older, so you probably saw some film back in the day, and, you know, you modeled your game after.
But, you know, I call you Junior because...
Because of the hair?
Yeah, so
yeah,
I call you Junior.
Right. I'll be the Junior in the hair, you be the Junior on the field.
Okay, I'm with that. All right. But, yeah, like you said, honestly, when you're out there at the field, as far as me having that running back concept, you don't really have time to think. You only have time to react. So when I'm out there, I don't see jersey numbers. I don't see people. All I see is color. Mm-hmm. And basically, I can run down the field, and I can see my team color coming, and I see the opponent color. And so I just try to set up my blocks according to who I see coming.
So the last question I want to ask you is what I ask all the guys, is if your shadow could talk, what would it tell you?
My shadow could talk, what would it tell me? Oh, wow, Joy. I mean, when your hair used to be short like Nate's.
I feel you on that, everybody. Hey, I'm trying. I'm trying to do it.
You know, don't worry about it, man. I'm going to keep giving them tips on what they need to do in order for us, you know, to get through this process. I was there once upon a time. Probably it was about a year ago when you didn't know my name.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you joining me, man.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Keep doing your thing. It's a pleasure to have you on the team.
All right, bro. Thanks for having me.
Signing off once again.